Blog Talk Radio.
Whether the crib or the truth, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates, listen in. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog light. Shad drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The Shad drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a thin and slide. In it 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 slide. Tuned in the dinner slide. In it slide. In it slide. Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions. Soundmaster T. WesternWorld.com. www.westernworldone.com. Blog Talk Radio. Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's good with the world? How you feeling out there? It's your boy, man, Dennis Live, man. We live in the building, live direct. Only popping. Man. How can I put this out here, man? Okay. All right, we'll check it out. Well, lately, man, you know, I haven't really been bringing no heat or nothing like that, okay? Because I want y'all to get familiar with my people. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to get familiar with, you know, Tiffany Thompson. I want y'all to get familiar with DJ Disco. I want y'all to get familiar with Charles Baxter. You know, so that's why I haven't really been doing too much, man. But, you know, the plan, you know, the rerun show, so y'all can get it. But I promise you, I'm going to bring y'all some heat. The new year is here. I got some stuff for you guys, man. But I just want y'all to just, you know, get a little feel for it. Let me know what y'all think. You know? I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? But check it out, man. We're going to take a small little commercial break. We're going to come on back in and we're going to, you know, try to work it out a little bit. You know, I'm going to talk to my people. We're going to go in from there, man. Alright? How you feel about that?
Let's go. What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search WesternWorld1.com. It's WesternWorldOne. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You're just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years, actually not years, months. We only been up up. Not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever. I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1. Or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added three additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like it's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today. Self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World 1 Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. Got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. It got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's westernworld1.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. westernworld1.com. That's westernworld1.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and 7:30 p.m. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Okay, man, we back in the building. I was just basically, man, you know, I just want to just give y'all a look. Recap the shows. Y'all already know my show. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still going to give y'all a little recap of my stuff. And then, you know, give y'all a little recap of, you know, of DJ Disco, what he got, what he bring to the table. You know, some of the Hip Hop Fridays. Some of, you know, definitely Tiffany Thompson show. And some of, you know, some Charles Baxter shows. You know, I just want y'all to understand, man, how Western World 1 Network, man, is really trying to grow, to show you guys that, you know, the stuff that we come up with, man, we not only we doing this for y'all, man, we doing this because the education that we just want people to get, man, have fun with us. That's it. We want to have some fun learning, man, or kicking some knowledge, having fun. Man, you can't go wrong with that. So, man, you know, I don't know how I want to do this, man. Okay. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? What I do is I kick it off one of my shows. And then we can go from there. All right. Let me see what shows. I'm pretty sure y'all don't heard all my shows up, but alright, let me see what I can find here, man. Now we'll do Product of Will once again. I thought that was good. Mm. the 19th Amendment, squatters' rights. Are we really sticking together? Yeah, let's do something like that, man. Let's see why we can't get along. Let me try something like that. But in the meanwhile, man, let me, I'll play one of these songs. Now, here we go. You say, why African Americans can't get along. This is a show here, man. One of my favorite shows, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it was, you know, my boy Case. We was breaking stuff down. So I'm going to give y'all a little snippet of that again. And then we're going to go into, you know, the rest of the stuff. All right. Let's check it out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max P.
In the stadium playing or on the radio saying fuck them bras, we don't love them, we degrading them. But always find myself back at the back Canadian. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them, because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. There's something about me being younger that affected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these honors to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness, I keep pacing. These motherfuckers racist, these ain't fear racist, they just let the fear erase us. Adopted by the slum, son of guns, this is how they raise us. Yo son, we gotta raise up, don't let them just array us. So we raise us in the sun, so we gotta wake up.
Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on the verge, tonight we shall resurface. Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now, thinking like, in the man garden, it's a snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe, or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive and receive, but I won't proceed to retreat. Jigger told me watch your throne seat, and now I seize it, and the respect's a big, I gotta seize it. And I hope you see me, cause these niggas don't want beef with my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just eat the salad. You think because you have it, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs the access. It's the access to the earth, at the birth, I found a new balance. And now I walk on water like I knew balance, just like a relative. Marijuana said it is, got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth, we ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been warned on the wrist to take the sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop.
What's up, man?
Yo, what up?
What's going on with you, bro, man? We got another Wednesday, man. I mean, I know this topic, man, why African Americans can't get along. I know it's like almost like a rub off of what we've been normally doing. Actually, to be honest with you, we haven't even did this topic yet, but we got so much information on all our topics and stuff that we just touch this for his own show in general, but we have touched on the basis of why we can't do this. So, you know, why African Americans can't get along, man, is that's what we talk about on today. Live with your boy Case, you know, I'm in this live. We do this every Wednesday, 7:30 Central Standard Time. I would love for y'all to call in 347-838-9106. And, man, this Case show, man, Case finna go in on y'all. He gonna test y'all on whatever it is. I don't care if it's religion, just being economical, corporate American thug out, whatever. He gonna test you.
Well, with that said, man, you know, I'm always trying to gain, you know, knowledge. So if there's, you know, people out there with knowledge on these topics we be having, man, we'd love for y'all to call in and conversate with us, because that's what the show is about. It's about us building together. You know what I'm saying? As I said before, I don't have all the answers, and I would love, you know, to get information from, you know, other people out there. If y'all be listening, you know what I'm saying, tuning in the show and vibing with you, so... You know what I'm saying? Hey, hit that one button when you call in, or check out westernworld1.com. You know what I'm saying? Get all the latest updates. Get to download the app. We're going to play that commercial in a little while, so y'all can get that app, you know, and stay in touch with us.
Well, man, basically, man, I was doing a little bit of research, man. But just with this topic alone, if we add African Americans while we can get alone, I'm going to twist it around a little bit. We're going to say the middle class. We're going to go with the middle class, because when we go with them, while African Americans can't get alone, we feel like the poor or the brothers in the hood or the middle class today. What you think?
Wait. I have to say that one more time. He was breaking up a little.
Oh, my bad. What about now? Can you hear me good?
Give it one second. Let me fix this shit real quick.
Okay, let me let Case get himself together.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you straight. Yeah, I can hear you clear.
Okay. Now, go ahead and say that last thing, what you were saying.
I was saying, you know, the topic today is why African Americans can't get along, but we're going to twist it. We're going to go with the middle class. Now,
okay.
When you think about African Americans can't get along, we think about what the thugs, the drug dealers, whatever, you know, say a black on black, fighting each other, gangs. But I'm going to go with the middle class. These are the working class people. I want to know why we can't get along with them.
Okay. Now, I would like to just start by saying that, man, real talk. You know, it'd be hard for me to do a lot of these topics, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot of simple answers to these questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could stretch it, you know, and make it into a 2-3 hour, 4-5, 6-7 hour show, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of simple solutions and simple answers to these questions, you dig what I'm saying?
I got you.
Basically, we don't understand as a people, man, that African people, we are out of our element. Black, African, whatever you want to call yourself, we just out of our element, and we've been out of our element so long, and we try to make another people's system basically work in our favor, and that's just not going to happen, man. I mean, I don't care how many solutions we come up with, as long as we plan inside of the enemy or whoever you want to call them, because you got a version for the enemy is to call somebody that, but... You know what I'm saying? If you want to call the white man your enemy or whoever you want to call your enemy, if you playing inside their game with their rules, you got to know that you can't win. You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's exactly why we so much against each other, is because everybody is striving for the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said last week, I said basically – Black people, we would go broke trying to buy European shit before we, you know, go broke at trying to buy our own companies made type of shit. You know, a black owned type of product or something.
That's what you said. Okay.
So I mean, we would basically go broke getting Versace and Gucci. You know what I'm saying? But then I tell a brother about, you know, D Health Store, which y'all should check out. You know what I'm saying? D Health Store, if you sick or whatever, I tell a sick brother that got, you know, some weird-ass disease. Yo, check them out, man. They going to get you right. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. But then the same brother that is dying from that disease will be going out to buy some Versace's or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I'm just being real, man. I mean, I'm using that as an example, because I mean, that's where we at. We too busy competing against each other, and that's why we hate, man. You see one of us get, you know, something like a car or a house, a person going to jump right on their Facebook or Twitter or whatever and tweet some stupid shit out.
Hmm.
We full of hate, man.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit, man. Now, you know, you get that. You know what I'm saying? Like the people tweeting or they getting on Facebook or whatever, and they downplaying another person's come up or happiness. What kind of logical thinking that you think it comes from? And don't say the terminology, hate us. Like what? Give me a thought process. You know what I'm saying? Because we gotta. You know, we could do one simple mind thing, and you know, we could shut the show down in 5 minutes. But I want to let's do a thought process. Let's do a step process on this. What are your thoughts on it?
Man, my thoughts on the I mean, come on, man. Like that's why I really don't do the Facebook or the Twitter. I mean, I got one. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to hit me up, it's DC King 1 at Twitter and Wolfgang 1 or I think Wolfgang 10 on Facebook. I mean, basically, man, like a lot of people nowadays, like a lot of people just don't have nothing, man. When you say something, what's the terminology for that? That's a black person. That's where all I'm going to leave it at. That's a black person.
Yeah.
We the only ones that can actually get on, you know what I'm saying, get on a Facebook site and do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We the only people that can get on there and really, you know, show our ass about. You still with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, the thought process is, man, like, as you can see, if a white person moves next door, I'm going to give you an example real quick. If a white person moves next door and they got the best fucking house on the block, I mean, you go up in their house, they invite you over, they got big-ass TVs everywhere, they got Gucci this everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Basically, their house is just, they got fucking wall-to-wall Gucci. I'm talking about, like, you know, wall wrapping in Gucci. A black person ain't really going to say anything hateful about that shit or anything, you know, on that level because we feel like in our brain that that's what they supposed to have. As a white person, that's what they supposed to have. But any other ethnicity, that's exactly what they supposed to have. But if a black person had it, of course, we going to downplay it. We going to say, ah, this motherfucker a drug dealer, or, oh, he got the hook up there, we got the hook up there. We never just give each other props for working hard and saying, damn, well, maybe this person did work hard to get that. I mean, let's take Jay-Z and Beyonce, for example. They up in the $300 million club, $400 million club. Everybody quickly want to assume that they're Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they're Illuminati. They Freemasons and shit. Instead of just saying, man, damn, Jay-Z did work hard to get this far. Man, Beyonce did work hard to get this far. Man, Oprah did work hard. Black people, we don't understand hard work, man. We don't understand hard work because we got to this level when our people was fighting. See, that's what really fucked us up, man. Like back in the 50s and the 60s, that's what really messed black people up. Fighting for shit that we didn't need. Fighting to be integrated into a system that wasn't for us, but we fought to get integrated up in, and now we can't even win in that system. We can't really win a muscle. Of course, they gonna, on the surface, they gonna let a couple motherfuckers look like they winning. But you know what I'm saying? This game is designed for all of us, you know what I'm saying, to fail. You know what I'm saying? It's designed for all of us to fail. And then when a person do find a loophole and do the work, the hard-ass work, you know what I'm saying, then people want to, oh, they in the Illuminati. Oh, this person did this. Oh, this person do that. I mean, that's just how black people is because we don't believe we can have anything without, you know, going through a conspiracy theory to get the shit.
Oh, wow. Straight up?
Yeah, we don't think we can have. I mean, think of the mind state, man. How many black people, we driving in the street, just me and you. We driving in the street. A brother passed us, he riding a new Jag. You know what I'm saying? Sitting on Doves, $100,000 car. What's the first thing that motherfucker's going to say? Oh, man, he a drug dealer. I mean, man, we synced it 100 times.
Right.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Homie dealing drugs, or maybe his parents got money or something like that. We'd never ever once say, man, maybe homie worked hard for that shit.
I got you. So you're saying basically, man, if you just more so sit down and just applaud the person instead of just downplaying or labelizing or stereotyping it, you'll probably get a lot of, you'll probably get a lot out of it and learn from it.
Real quick, let me say this. What I forgot for a lot of the people listening in, you know what I'm saying? I know I forgot to say this. What I meant about the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, they started to put black people into systems, public aid, social security. So, you know, most of us got that attitude where we feel like we don't have to work for shit, that it would just be given to us because, I mean, that's mostly with a lot of black women because they have all these programs with a lot of black women in it, like public aid and what's the other one? The other shit from the, for the house? Section 8 programs. Yeah, they have all of these programs. So a lot of the black women don't feel like they have to do anything technically but, you know, get pregnant and get in these programs and shit like that. So we don't understand anymore what hard work is. Now, I would say, like, the males out there, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the brothers that's going to jail, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them, if you look at it, they working hard to get out of their situation. I don't condemn any of them, the brothers that, you know, go to jail, but understand one thing, man, this is a system that's set up for you like that, and it's, the system is waiting for your ass. The system don't want us to break free, man. The system don't want, we the only people, think about it. Black people are the only people that don't have a piece of fucking mind on this earth, dog. We the only people that don't. We the only people that don't have a piece of mind on this earth, man. I mean, you never really meet too many black people. That's why I drew so quick to the doggones and the information that they was giving, because I have never, ever had that type of energy presented from a black person or an African person that I ever met. I mean, you meet somebody, man, you meet a person, and they kind of got this energy of, like, not that I don't give a fuck, but just, like, everything is cool. You just need to learn this and learn that, man. You learn that and learn this, everything is cool. I have never met anybody like that until I met them people. So I knew, you know, it was something there on the surface when I went out and met such spiritual people of my own culture. You dig what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I kind of feel, you know, when I go around and I says about culture, man, at the end of the day, that's what it is, because your culture is the things that those are, your culture holds the values that builds you up as a person. And if you don't have them values and you don't have that culture and you no longer possess them values, which black people, we no longer possess anymore. No matter how hard we fight for it, all of that 60s and 70s and all of that shit, we started to lose our culture because we started to fight for something that wasn't ours, something that we didn't make. You know what I'm saying? We made it per se out of slavery, you dig what I'm saying? But we got to realize that the people that we made it for, they not trying to share that shit with us, and that's never going to happen. No matter how hard we fight, that's never going to happen. So that's what I basically meant about the 50s and 60s and 70s. I mean, all props due to brothers like Martin Luther King and Mega Evers and a lot of them brothers that lost their life in the struggle of getting us where we need to be, you know, what we needed to be. But if you really think about it, man, a lot of that stuff back then we was fighting for necessarily wasn't even what we were supposed to be fighting for. Like, had we been fighting for land, like, fuck it, you know, y'all brought us from our land, just give us a land or give us this place, or, you know what I'm saying, and that'd be for black people when we, you know, do our farm there and all of that shit. We didn't fight for that, man. We fought, you know, for possessing things that the Caucasian people already possessed. And we felt like if we got some things, and tell me this is not true, we felt like if we rode at the front of the bus, we was proving something. Who was we proving something to? If you know you a human already, you shouldn't need anybody that basically dehumanized you to give you that, you know, respect and humanity and dignity back to you, because that's what black people are really technically looking for white people. We want them to give us our honor back. We want them to give us our respect back. We feel like if we get their respect and we get on a level that they on, then they going to respect us and they going to honor us. And this is just not true. But back to the show, what we were saying, I don't want to get too much off the topic.
Okay.
I don't want to get too much off the topic.
Well, on that note, then, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, all right?
Let's get it.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. WesternWorld1.com.
The North American Association of Basketball is calling all sophomores, juniors, seniors, and high school basketball players to attend this Saturday, April 6th, the 5th annual Chicago Basketball Showcase and College Expo. That's right, this Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Roe Clark Math and Science. That's located 3645 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Again, at the Roe Clark Math and Science. Located 3645 Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you are a player who plays for a team or not, got the talent, who is looking for and need exposure, then this is for you. Must enroll in a high school, must have his or her school jersey or t-shirt. The event is totally free. Some come early to register. Over 100 players are expected to be there. Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities will be present. For more information, contact Greg Williams at 312-912-1336. Again, the phone number is 312-912-1336. Come on, y'all. Let's have some fun.
Back in the building, man.
We back, bro. Okay. Yeah, dude. You hitting them, man.
And for everybody out there, listen, this is from my point of view. You know, if you don't agree with me, please feel free to call in. You know what I'm saying? If you agree with me, still, you know, feel free to call in.
Yep. The number here is 347-838-9106. Call in, man. You know, ask Case a couple of questions. Test him out, man. See what he knows. See, if he proving his point or voicing his opinion, whatever the case may be. See, and I want a lot of people to understand. You know, a lot of people that don't call in on the show, they send us text messages, and we got like over 15,000 listeners. Like they tuning in through the internet and they listening in, so. You know, if you want to call in and you want to share your thoughts, man, just think about it, man. You're getting heard. You're going to hear a couple of seconds of your fame. You know, your voice might be a stardom or something. But, you know, just call in and check them out, man. And we're talking about today is why African Americans can't get along. So, we had gave you round one, so we're on round two, which is we're going to talk about the working class. Now, the reason why I come at the working class people, because when you hear about it, man, you always hear this, and I said this earlier, you hear about broke people. You hear about why the community can't get along. Or you hear about people in the churches. You hear about these things. So now we're going to do with the working middle-class family. So, you know, they're making that money. They're making some money, or they're making, you know, enough to pay the bills or whatever the case may be. Why is it that, okay, let's just go off of a commuter. Right, I ride the train. Why would I get on a train, man, with an African American or whatever, sister, brother, man? they got this look on their face like they just got unchained from slavery, or if you look this way, I'm going to smack you, or if you say hi to me, I'm going to punch you in your nose, and you just don't even want to look at them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, like you gotta have a bad breath look. Like, why is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you hate going to work. I mean, what is
that?
What you do
that? That all goes back, man, to that whole. Let's just blame the whole Willie Lynch system for shit, man. I mean, I'm gonna go into it by like this. They had field niggas, they had house niggas. I mean, they had different levels of black people that they kept around. I mean, we still, to this day, man, carry that stuff over into our people. You dig what I'm saying? That's why you have middle class people that's working hard as hell. We gonna call them the field niggas, right?
Okay.
Then you will have some black people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using these terms as reference. This is not what I call my people on a daily basis. I want y'all to know I'm just speaking theoretically. Check it out, though. Then you have your black people who's, I wouldn't say they middle class. They're a little bit above middle class. You dig what I'm saying? They like, I don't want to call them rich because I don't know too many rich-ass black people. I mean, when I'm saying rich, I'm talking about millions and millions of dollars rich. But let's just say somebody that got a little money. They always going to be looked down on by the black community because, dog, we just feel like we cannot achieve that level. I mean, we haven't had shit for our whole, you know what I'm saying, life. Like, black people ain't really had shit easy. Nothing came easy to us. So when we see another one that got the money like that, you know what I'm saying, then it's kind of like, oh, they must have did something. It's always that they had to do something to, you know, achieve this shit, like a new thing going around with successful black men. Every time you see a successful black man, you know, nowadays, everybody calling him a what? A homosexual. Like, oh, he did faggot shit or some shit like that. One of the things we have to remove from our people, man, because that shit is just getting too overdone. Every time a black person achieves something, they got to be a part of the Illuminati. They got to be gay. They got to do this. Why can't we just give our people props? Why can't we just say, okay, they did that? You know why? It's because now, In order for us to achieve it, we have to go through them doors that them people went through. And a lot of people just don't want to do hard work no more, man. That's how black people brings up. We don't believe hard work is going to get us what we need to get. I mean, we've been busting our asses for years and years and ain't really got nowhere. So why is a person really going to put their best foot forward and thinking they just going to get set back out of that situation?
Oh, I got you. Well,
so
hey,
I think it's more the Willie Lynch type of shit. But go ahead.
Okay, cool. I got a text from a female. She just said that her and her boyfriend, they just broke up, and when they broke up, he pretty much wanted to just do the let's just be roommates type of feel. She like, no, she don't really want to do the roommate thing because she felt like when she was raised, basically, long story short, she was raised up as being married. You know what I'm saying? Her mother and father was married, her grandmother, grandparents was married, and she really don't want to shack up. And by them breaking up was because he lost his self-esteem, you know, he lost his job, you know, and so he's just doing this, you know, going through this feeling sorry for himself, I want to say. What do you think that is? Do you think that, she just basically said, do you think that's a weak-minded brother thinking, or is that just he thinking like everybody else? Like, why do you see that? Because that's been common in my black communities. When they break up, they just shack up or something, or they do these things, they don't want to commit to marriage. Somebody.
So wait, let me get this. He broke up with her, and now he want to be her roommate?
Yeah, he basically broke up. All right, I'm going to break it down. They broke up. I guess because he lost his job, something like that, so now he's feeling sorry or whatever. But he don't want to move out. He just basically want to just shack up or just be roommates. And she don't want to do that no more. She see this kind of common in the black community. You know, is that a problem? Like, should she put him out? You know what I'm saying? Let him get on his 2 feet. How would you look at that? And she looking at it as they African-American, and this is why they not getting along.
I mean, well, as I I said, man, like, a lot of us just don't want to work hard, dog. I mean, a lot of us don't want that hard work on the surface. I mean, we want everything, but we don't want. We feel like we don't have to do the work for it. But far as him, I mean, man, I made it a thing not to really speak on too many people's relationships and tell people how, you know what I'm saying, how to adjust their relationships and stuff like that. I mean, she's going to have to call in tomorrow for answer for that.
For the relationship hours.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, I would kind of feel bad if I tell her that, you know, the brother ain't shit, or I tell her, you know what I'm saying, I just don't like doing it.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm just saying that, you know, if the reason why they're not going to get along is because she see it one way, he see it another way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if you know, if he moves out the crib or whatever the case may be, and they still date, it's still almost like they still being roommates. You know what I'm saying? Because he's gonna come over and spend the night. So she gotta make sure.
That's kind of stupid. That's kind of stupid though. If they live together, what the hell he gonna move out and just come over to spend the night for that? Like, to me, that don't make no sense. I mean, it's either you with the person and y'all holding each other down for better or for worse. And I mean, you don't even have to be married to the person. But I mean, if you finding yourself in a relationship and you care about that person, and you know everything was one way before, why would you switch it another way because the situation changed? That just goes to show that you weren't really down for that person to begin with.
Right, and I don't know which one it is. You know what I'm saying? Right, I got you. So that's why they can't get along.
That's why I don't really like answering the questions, because I mean, about relationships, because you know, if a person, you got to hear both sides of the story, and then you get to tell them the truth. You don't want one motherfucker to not like you. Like, oh, well, man, he don't like me because I told him the truth about her. She don't like me because I told him the truth about, you know what I'm saying?
Right. All right, well, let me answer that question.
Like I said, it's my truth, though. That's just my
truth. It's my truth. Hey, if you know, she finally getting rid of him because they ain't got no job, then they wouldn't get along anyway. Then. So that's how we're going to look at that. I got another text for you, dog. The text message is coming in, man. This I guess he's a gay dude. He's an African American. He want to know. He's a homosexual. He want to know, why is it that straight men, platonic men, why they look at it like if a gay person try to be friends with them, they try to holler at them.
Well, I mean, okay. Let's run into that real quick. You want to hit a song real quick, and then we'll come back and take that. Oh man.
Yeah. I hit a song.
Because that's gonna be a deep ass conversation. So let us hit a song real quick. Go to a break, and I'm gonna go in and elaborate on that now. All
right, man. Go block him, man. Young Chop, man. Shot Town, stand up. Let's go.
Type of shit happen every day. All them a go on them a top of them clear. None of them have the guts to rise it and spray. None of them have the guts to bust the estate.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
All right, people, man, we're back in the building. Yeah, man, that was you know, saying a lot of African American people can't get along. You can go to the on demand and you can download that. You know what I'm saying? Check it out, listen to it. Man, it's deep, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, that's how we do it. But the Wednesdays are not with Case no more. That's just something we're doing. The Wednesday nights we do it with Tiffany Thompson, and I'm going to play a little snippet of her. Well, how she get down. Okay, but now we're going to play some music, man. It's Thursdays, man. I meant to play it this last week, man, but DJ Disco, man, I'm going to give me a shine, man. Each and every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, go download that app, Google Play Stores. It's free. Just search Western World 1. That's it. It's going to pop right up, download to your Android phone, whatever you got, iPhone, whatever. All right, but check it out, man. Here goes some little bit of turn-up music, man. DJ Disco, let's go.
Go, boy.
Yeah. freckles off your face. Pretty freaking swapping tongue. Click my link and stretch your buns. Lose it, then don't make it numb. Blow it, baby, no sedum. Icky, icky, icky,
go,
icky,
boy.
Oh.
Your favorite song. Translation, ven aquí mami, así culo. Tu quiero coger mi huevo, si papi mores, espero chuparte puto pendejo, el pinche cabrón. Let's get it nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this, and I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch, touche, on guard. Toupee drop and a two-tits pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 that BK does. She wants some more of this, I give her more of this, I owe her this. In fact, I know she missed the way I flow at this. I'm focused, I know my Houston partners drop a four of this. In focus, and slow it down, girl. All right, let me blow this bitch up famous. I blame this on you. Cash in the favorite hand, get my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watch it, your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything, cop that, oh, oh. Collard greens, 3 degrees, low, make it hot for me, drop that, oh, oh, oh. Damn, yeah, with the king, this, stop this, yeah, yeah, with, hey, oh, 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 oh. Damn, with, yeah, this, that, this, yeah, damn, with,
bummy
oh,
nigga
oh,
famous,
oh, yeah,
straight
yeah,
from the bottom, bro, hate it,
yeah,
still
yeah,
never robbed them guns in the basement. Some dicks tonight.
Thank you. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest. Like moi, sit on my face, M-U-A-H, before I eat that, I say my grace, girl I'm nastier than him, I don't know why you still with him, eat that, go to sleep, she got that Tylenol PM, that, till she tired like a rim, give her like a brim, it tastes good, M-M-M, M-M-M's in her closet, full of surprises, I get full body massages, I hope that just smell like a violet, I hope that warmer than Luke and sweet as Godiva. Suck this and swallow that and call it pina colada. Lift up that mini skirt, that's my dinner dessert. She fell in love with the Martian. I said you two down to earth. Man, these love Wayne got a bunch of downs. That's chump change. This is target practice and yo, this is my gun range. My tongue is a Uzi. My dick is a AK. My tongue is a Uzi. My dick is a AK. My tongue go brrrr. My dick go pop. My tongue go brrrr, my dick go bah. My tongue is the Uzi, my dick is the AK. I'm down here waiting for her to like payday. I'm hoping this juice is sweeter than baked cake. She says for tootie, she lied with a straight face. But I'm trying to eat healthier, so I ate a veggie. Sucked on that, I feel better already. She say tootie go slower, and tootie went faster. My tongue is a motor, my dick is a NASCAR. Whipped cream on that head like a bullet. If her hair real, I'ma pull it. I hope her feel like cushion. I give her when he wouldn't. I hope that tastes like pudding. Then I get at the booth. Hold up, let me put my foot in. Don't you got a sweet tooth? Candy yam. I'ma lead that, smoking like an Amsterdam tourist. Man, these love Wayne got a bunch of downs. That chump change. It's tough practicing, yo, my gun range. My tongue is a Uzi.
My dick is a AK. My tongue is a Uzi. My dick is a AK. My tongue go brrrr. My dick go pop. My tongue go brrrr. My dick go pop.
Lay on that bed. Open your mouth. This be so clean. Like soap in your mouth. I do my little dance. He's scoping me out. Like a tree, watch me build a tree house. Okay, the baddest in this, got the baddest click in this. You might drown, you better stop doggy paddling in this. I'm train queen, queen, sleep in this dream. I stay on that like a phallus beam. Hair pull, neck grab, don't fuck that backstab. Don't fuck when they ain't got. If I fuck in the next mind, my mouth is jacuzzi. My fuck is safe place. Me till daybreak, then you can go to bed.
It's the remix.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know I had to do it. And I got my middle fingers up. And I'm in this bitch like turned down for what? Okay, y'all talking money and hoes, y'all don't even know it. Y'all shit talking to a toilet, y'all don't even know it. I fuck with nothing but head champs, y'all don't even know it. And my dick can hold up balance, y'all don't even know it. I'm turned up in this bitch, y'all don't even know it. I'm riding around with your chick, you don't even know it. My girl mama want me, she think I don't know it. Got her ass that's like a daughter, think I'm gon' do it. These R&B niggas, vegetarians, man, they don't want beef. Got the baddest bitches saying, oh my god, and I ain't even no priest. And I tell these hoes like this, bitch, I'm a dog, I ain't got no leash. And peace to all my fallen soldiers, it's real out in these streets. My living room like Magic City, I motorboat in them tick old bitties. Ain't going nothing but 150s, it's fuck you if you ain't fucking with me. Flashlight on my wrist, you don't even know. My chain can buy this club and you don't even know it. Yeah, I just bought them all out and you don't even know it. And I just killed the remix and y'all know
go,
it.
Go, boy.
Yeah.
It's down all the best shit, you don't even know it. It's down all the Brooklyn, you don't even know it. Just have a $1 million car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My
Long ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it.
We got a lot of men. If you see me, got a problem, run up on me like you want a guarantee. We gonna solve them. You'll be thinking someone shot him. Hit him with a bottle, I'ma let him have it. Started from the bottom, now my diamonds look like autumn. And police don't even call them. It's a milli if you call them. Presidential Rolly, it's a ticket if you want it. And I showed you little new, but you can get it if you want it. Woo! Woo! U-O-E-N-O. That good weed, you don't even blow. See, I drank so much Bombay in here tonight, can't even drive. And that here feels so good to me that I can't even lie. See me all up on the curb, you think I'm joking when I'm swerving. See you ask how much it cost, you know, got a lot of nerves. So much money on the motherfucking bottles up in here, I got nervous. Order more car service, Phantom Rolls Royce curtains. Rolling more and that's curtains. Young Khalifa, that's curtains. And Taylor Gang, we worship.
This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. This $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My chick's alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know.
Yeah, I'm from that Chi-Town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
Yeah.
Money, cars, bad home. This is my story. Now I'm cocky with my spending. They say life is just a game, and I thank God that I'm winning. Models roll my M, I beat Django. Them niggas talking money, I got more digits in my gate code. To make a pole disappear like Hocus Pocus. You ain't never gonna find another nigga this focus. I got every block, every street corner sold up. Whatever club represent my city sold up. I own the game, coach slash player showed up. Okay, haters go fit it, never showed up. Yeah,
this is my story.
Yeah, I'm from that Chi-Town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
Yeah, this is my story.
Money, cars, bad home. This is my story.
And I'm sticking to it. And I'm sticking to it.
I'm sticking to it. Hey, I've been a victim to it. Your conversation is sanitation. Ain't no hesitating when I'm finna do it. I stick it in. Switch it up and try to heal the friend. Live it up and count my dividends. Roll like cinnamon. Whoa, big face Benjamins. And she looked at me like you ain't nothing but a star. I looked at her like this ain't nothing but a car. If you ride with them, you ain't going that far. But if you ride with me, crib so big, we can play hide and seek. You can confide in me, ride me like I ride the beat. Pilot seat, I need a co-pilot. Get the ass in both mouths. I'm talking both lips. What you know about boat trips? Drop of the chocolate factor. Yeah, we did them 12 plays. And you know who you is, girl. We've been since the 12th grade. Got.
This is my story.
Yeah, I'm from that Chi-Town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
This is my story.
Money, cars, bad home. This is my story.
And I'm sticking to it. 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 And I'm sticking to it.
Ice like a mustard. There it was. Pull up in that new Rari. Living life. Got it.
Come on.
Chopping like karate. Drink a bunch of serving sitter. Blowing money, stay clean. Michael Jackson, Billy Jean. Got a
pound a young trip with pig. Once you got a young ear, pull it up, spit a bitch. Smoke a lot of glue, and I have a lot of dick. I had to beat a grind up, red on my dick. Woo! Get it, money. Woo! Get it, bad, bad. Hold up, nigga, sell a dollar. You can give it up, lie, part of what you want. I can move up, rise up, ride it, put it, jump up, don't hold up. 50,000 on your watch, young, nigga, what you learn? How about ace of spades, bought a, got a. Keep up, young, work it, that up, what's a case? I'ma take a phone call, what's a every day? What? Ice like a bunch of.
There it was.
Pull up in a new Rari. Living like good, got it.
Come on.
Chopping like karate. Drink a bunch of. Serving to the.
They smoke.
Blowing money, stay clean. Like a desert million scene. Whippin' never take this to someone, that's a spider, yeah, play with keys, like a typewriter, yeah, alcohol, when I got it, was a liquid item, hard, I would never stitchin', I can put it on a bottle, I promise, in a four, be more silent with a, where you at, we gon' pull up on you
right now,
yeah, looking like Janet in the 80s, we were grinding from a, and a baby, got the girl, like a Jared
curl,
got the styrofoam cup, and it full of, send it over from New Mexico, and let me work,
let's work.
I can't get for a clean shirt, ice like a bunch of,
there were,
pull up in that new Rari. Living like good, got it.
Come on.
Chopping like karate. Trying to munch up. Serving to the.
They smoke.
Blowing money, stay clean. Michael Jackson, Billy Jean.
Who bad?
Pop a lot of me ass. About to put rims on my skateboard wheel. Yeah. Beat up like in the yeah. Two cell phones ringing at the same time. That's your hoe calling from two different phones. Tell her to leave me the f*** alone. See you f*** around and I f*** along. I got a love-hate relationship with Miley. I'd rather pop a holly and my dick is a trolley. Boy, I bury you like holly. You need some say I'm blind, cause I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grime. And I just received a package, them other niggas taxing. In my pocket so fat, I'm starting to feel contractions. And my cousin went to jail for them chickens. Ain't he already home? And that nigga must be snitching. Cut them all like karate.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
One night, two shows, that's two matches and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating the pants. When you get money, chicks come around. Nigga started hating, who's holding you down? All this ice, I'm just living the life. Bad want me, give me light life. Hit club, live in a rush. Pocket so swole, eyes are dipping the bus. Ace in my hand and a 45 tuck. Money coming down, cold dick, blowing up. Smoking on some... I was on a float. 20 years in, call me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you riding old. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I stop my morning off a zip and a
double cup.
Hey, that nigga, y'all behind me. Balls the heart, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
Yeah.
You know I got to show out.
Yeah.
Every time I go out.
these ratchet hoes say I ain't sh- well, at least I ain't broke. Stacking paper like old folks. You and you still staying with your old folks. She a fan that's fantastic, poppin' that's fantastic, getting rich fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out they way for my bandwagon. She let me back and I ain't got a bandana. Oh, freaky, that's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young and player doing everything that I have to. So every time I go out,
you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out. The neighbors, they don't like me, I got J's at the door. Told my grandma I don't need a bed, I'm sleeping on the floor. Got my tool in my, then my two main homes. Me and all my walls stick together like the Zos. Stop by, say who got the blow. And I keep birds with me, like I'm straight out Holly Grove.
You ain't nobody got time.
way.
Okay, some type of way it made the billboard, mama.
It did, mama.
I know you feel some type of way about my karma.
I know you do.
I told her in a nicer way, I ain't want her number. My new Drake said some type of way to hit all the smile.
Mama,
pistol still blessing, I don't care about nothing. Won't remember none of this shit when I wake
I
up.
Won't remember.
On my ass, and I done had a couple of my eyelids about to close, I'm trying to stay up.
I'm still rapping my clip, baby.
Rich on me forever, homeboy, I gotta stay.
I do.
Name another superhero with a flyer cape.
Where you at?
You sold your soul for some money, that's the price you pay. Three shows a night, that's a 60K type of day.
It's money.
SMH, LOL, smiley face. First class, R. Kelly about to fly away.
Let's go.
And I still got that hideaway, that my private place.
Return.
I know you feel some type of way about my
new.
Been hustling, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Souffle, I'm straight, I stay my place. Shot day, I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way. That custom rightly make you feel some type of way.
I'm shining, ho.
See, bitch, don't we got me feeling some type of way.
Okay, okay.
Is it cause my homie's rich, you feel some type of way?
Okay, I pop this nigga chick.
Okay.
And he feel some type of way.
He do.
Start talking dirty about him.
Talking
popped
dirty.
Up dead right away.
Like what?
16 to his body.
He
twice
come.
In the head by the case.
And
I don't fuck with no niggas.
No, no.
If they ain't from around the way.
No, no.
My niggas don't rock like that. So my young new got pop like that.
Got drop like that.
I got guap like that. Nigga throw a shot here, get you shot right back like pop.
Take that category 5 when I walk up in the strip club. Throw it high, make you and George wash the headbutt. OGs never fed us, now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an
N1.
Baking soda marketing, I'm getting it, ain't I? Obviously,
you a,
that's just my philosophy.
Yeah.
And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color, red.
Head
by. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch.
Yeah.
I'm
playing with them bitches, ain't no one-on-one. Got this watch and this watch is like a one-on-one. All my niggas millionaires, it ain't just one. Have a few chains on, I don't have a one. Bought a few houses and I never sleep at one. And I can have 10 cars and I would drive one. And when you make it from the bottom, you're the chosen one. Free man millionaire, the foundation, turning into something. Yeah, I've been good at it.
Turn up.
Rich new since birth, Louis V. Chantilly. Bought a brand new Rover, drive it like a four-wheeler. Solid gold AP, flooded out with no crystals. Shining just like Miley. I woke up in a new Bugatti. Free little Kirkwood, young Charlie. Free my new white boy too. I worked up to another baby, now I spend that on Jimmy too. You got guns around you, new. I keep shooters around me, fool. I'm a young rich new. From the bottom, I came up and I can't lose. Bought a fountain cause I always wanted one. Made a film with them bitches, ain't no one-on-one. Got this watch and this watch is like a one-on-one. All my niggas millionaires, it ain't just one. Have a few chains on, I don't have a one. Bought a few houses and I never sleep at one. And I can have 10 cars and I would drive one. And when you make it from the bottom, you're the chosen one. Hey bro, we from a different breed. Different animal, different beast. Street. Teachers say we'll come out of the sentence. I said appeal. Too real.
And I can't lie and stroke my ego.
Straight up.
And they done got me back in beast mode.
I heard up.
I got some shoes and I ain't seen those.
Look.
I'm out the country in my T-Cos. And these don't see no Inglos. All they wanna know is the lingo. In the matrix, I'm like on Neo. I make movies like Al Pacino. I can rap a girl like burritos.
Yeah.
I go hell on hard for the Tinos.
Right.
They ain't never seen what we did.
New. Free band.
You can't get fingerprints out these triggers.
No way.
I'm a guapaholic on money drunk.
I'm stupid.
Just hey. A flag, I'm living like Avatar.
Fly.
I done went to another planet.
Spike.
See my pocket, they on gigantic.
Yeah, they
I take off like Rocket in Paris.
I can change climate.
I fool bitches that don't mind sharing.
Straight up.
I'm sooner than ever see low.
Yeah.
I put your wifey in a trio.
Hold up.
And I can't lie and stroke my ego.
Straight up.
And they done got me back in beast mode.
I heard up.
I got some shoes and I ain't seen those.
Look.
I'm out the country in my T-Cos. Don't see no
Inglos.
All they wanna know is the lingo.
Wale though.
The Maybach music.
They say Wale, no.
Word.
They gon' say, never tell my face, no.
Word.
Yeah. And I'm running out of space and put all of my favorite clothes.
Yeah.
Favorite shoe. Favorite store, I call them folk that made them for them, these ladies trippin', yeah, cause I book a lot, but I don't be dating none of,
nah.
And I roll with niggas, go to niggas, no, they ain't as friendly,
nah,
and
nah.
All my pieces, wide receivers, they all 80-something,
call a Jacob for
why late, though, and I make your ladies do my say-so, nah, I'm just a you're on the grind, trying to make moves,
yeah.
Shine like a Gito.
Yeah.
Rhyme bully, my mob goody, shout
I'm
out to
D-Lo. D-Lo. I put your wifey in a trio.
Hold
up. And I can't lie and stroke my ego.
Straight up.
And they done got me back in beast mode.
I turn up.
I got some shoes and they ain't seen those. I'm out the country in my T-Cos.
Yeah.
And these don't see no Inglos. All they wanna know is the lingo.
That's it.
Don't be these, I can't lie. Still in the club. Pop the bottles with my
shout it out, man. We done made it through another drought. Celebrate, haters can't bring me down. If you want to or not, you finna see me now. All in your face, yeah, with my gold mouth, girl. Thought we was gone like J.D. Harris, but we still in your ear, throwing Memphis in the air. On that space shuttle, we got me way up there. I swear, I ain't rich, but I feel like a billionaire. Hustle till I die, or around and put it there. One licks, two licks, three licks, four. Keep hitting licks like I'm playing a guitar. What it sound like?
Sound like money,
like money.
What it look like?
Look like money,
like money.
What it feel like?
Feel like money,
like money.
What you realize?
Tell the DJ bring it back.
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 Trying to fit that fit that in. Took a half an hour just to get that belt to fasten. All they wanna talk about is partying and fashion. Every single night I have a dream that I am smashing them all. Your money, man, this shit so timeless. And I'm in the mood to get faded, so please bring your finest. And what are all your names again? We drunk reminders. Are any of y'all into girls like I am? Let's be honest.
She wants me, she wants me. Cause I got it all, shawty, tell me what you don't see.
I will fuck with all of y'all are beautiful. I just can't pick one, so you can never say I'm choosing hoes. And Wayne say puss, puss, puss. And we the alcohol seem to satisfy us all, damn. And every time I think of staying with her, she bring that friend around and make a nigga reconsider.
And we like her too. 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 We like her. She like us too. I wish I could check a girl in the world. I wish I could check a girl in the world.
Finders keepers, it go green light. Go, 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 eat the go. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low. But hold up, wait. New position, I put her on my plate. Then I do the dishes. She my motivation, I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going, going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We debate, babe.
My fault, people ain't have my microphone. My bad, my bad. There you have it, man. And it's a live show, man. That's how we doing, man. I'll be doing this just for a minute, man. Just to, you know, just so you can all get a feel for how the network is progressing. You know what I'm saying? I just want to thank you guys for that, man. You know, I know it's DJ Disco. We got enough time to talk to, but, you know, we did have for last week. And I'm going to be playing this, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Y'all can hit us, you know what I'm saying, Blog Talk. That's where we at, westernworld1.com. It's on the bloggers, you know, like we'll call it the bloggers in. You know what I'm saying, whatever. But this is what we doing, man. I want to thank y'all again, man, for tuning in with me this another week. Check it out, man. If y'all want to check out all of my stuff, Dennis Live, Western World One Network, go to that on demand. Man, and just share it, man. You know, I need that help, man. I need y'all support. People, we need y'all, man. All right? Well, have fun. Every Saturday, man, right here, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we're going to close it out, man. You know, we're going to play some music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to the commercial. No, matter of fact, you know what? We're going to go ahead and finish it out. Play some more music. All right, let's go.
Yo, this Birdman, Cash Money, Young Money. Believe that.
StunnerLife.com.
Deposit young money and you get cash money. I'm Tunk Shit About. And live from the vault, it's Bust a Bust.
Yeah. Swag mania, pomp and ghost most. Carry the most beautiful bitches with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close, gross when we give them a dose. Got them OD and leaning in each coast. Scenery froze, take notes, rock boats, diamonds that fit us. Chanel minks in the winter, who fucking with us? We coming to give them the shivers. Water we flow, spilling like rivers. Flood in the street, hoping niggas and swimmers move with gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seats filling niggas, get up when
shit.
I show up.
Please don't throw up, hold your liquor, grow up. If you robbing niggas, we gon' show you how to blow up. Thank your lucky stars, that's the rap dog. Tuck your shit in. My niggas bite like a rent-in, feel my chagrin. You never win, model thin, walking crack in your shin. She gives in every time that I spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gone, talk shit while we ball. So what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker, keep shit in order. Call a reporter, stepping like British walkers. Legendary swag fluency, the influence, see how we do it. Get them into it steadily, got them stupid, so undisputed. Act full, back tool, till they pop off. Police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these niggas wildin' while I signal my soldiers. Bossing it up, maintaining composure, staying on the sofa. 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over. See how we light up shit, nigga, call a promoter. Tell that nigga, bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper, cause you can get it.
Yeah, I feel good, don't it? I feel good, don't it? Hey, I wanna let y'all know. Hey, hey, I wanna let y'all know. This easy. And you listening to Q-Tip. Settle up, stiletto up, saddle up and let's go. Good times, only difference niggas making it dope. Chatter is up, peep the way we batter it up. On top of the mountain, folding the ladder up. You're dead and done, rip up your paper cause your status is none. Transfix on the sink to the page. Whether chopper or gauge, you're just a single cause you wouldn't engage. Turned up, put the script on the cup, you keep the goblins with us.
See how we push, sometime my mind forget cough. Beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-bop, zippity-boop. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat a nigga till he drop, piggity-poof. Oxy and me puss, he don't want no problem with niggas. Fuck it, let's get to drinking, poison our livers, damn it, we sinners. When me and Abstract together, see we deliver. She got me touching it, fucking all on my fingers, damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap shit, homie, they know. Kill anything till it's time for me to go. That's when I bomb it with a blowin' and I'm black and get a little bit dummy. The microphone is bleeding, you should take it from me.
Incredibly, we do it in the resume. The music, I truly YouTube it, it can never ever be refuted. It's naughty for niggas and naughty for ninas. Bitches and ballerinas, ballers and in-betweeners. Blatant non-believers and overachievers, kicking it in. Pay lay Adidas, drink gallons of liters. All of you must reconcile the leaders, she's begging to eat us. Her man's
attitude defeaters, but never a scandal, because me and my super owner handle it gentlemen.
Not to mention me veteran, say can need me some medicine. For I'm black, you should get off my premises. Better fly, you pelican, idiot ass niggas. But then again, you need a suit for your funeral measurements. See me doing it effortless, it's never getting no better than this. Giving you shit that you miss, a better preference. Watch me turn them to skeletons, see how I come and bring out the betterness. Thomas with it, I rep it for evidence. Flying United Emirates, size private plane, that kind of etiquette. Purchasing diamonds, handle them delicate. Now you need you a better ref. You can peep us regular and see we all in this bitch like we ain't never left.
And I'ma pick a regular thought, so in a minute they gon' be talking about me, showing up, I gotta get them. I got you, we'll go ahead and prove it then. Watch out, I'ma get the feeling on my nips back in. Stop a little bit of my dribble, I'm gonna try to keep up with the flow and never go back in. Where you at, here I am. You wanna come and get in if you can't, oh well. I hit them with the pass, that's what me in 2011, I still got it in 2012. Hitman, get me run a shotgun, looking for the competition, but they don't want none. So we put them in the back of the seat for a lack of defeat, lock them up, no bun. Can you keep up? So we gotta start and really give a fuck.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search westernworld1, or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added three additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like it's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today, self-help, motivation, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World One Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.